Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker at 6:45 on your Tuesday morning. A new national report finds that in June, some 15% of home sales fell apart, which is the highest share in 7 years. This is after both sides seemed to agree that they wanted to do a sale and a purchase. They're saying that people are not being able to agree on the finer details of the terms when it gets down to negotiations and something derails it. Delisting surged 47% year over year, with buyers stretched thin, pushing back over costs like repairs, sellers, many sitting on low mortgage rates, and big equity not budging. I want to find out, is this something we're seeing locally as well, where the negotiations are more difficult, perhaps, than they've been in a long time? Arthur Sterbko is a local real estate expert and analyst and joins us. Morning, Arthur.
Good morning.
Are you finding this locally, that the negotiation process is getting more adversarial, perhaps, than it was in the past? And like we're seeing across the country, kind of the highest rate in nearly a decade of deals falling apart?
Yeah, it's we've always had about a 5 to 10% fall through rate just because of the buyer found something that he didn't like with the home, or the seller wasn't willing to repair it, or they couldn't negotiate a final resolution to the problem. But it's certainly increased now, and of course the reason is because people just don't have the discretionary income on the seller side or the buyer side to make those discovered repairs. So where normally someone might have some extra money that in reserves that they could use in case there was a minor problem with the roof, some shingles need to be replaced, or some other cosmetic thing that the buyer found objectionable, they wanted the seller to do it. The seller said, hey, I'm strapped. Inflation's got me to the wall. I just don't have it. Added to that, we've got a little bigger problem than the rest of the country, because we've also got the insurance problems in our part of the country. So those factors have increased our fall-through rate, but not to the 15% level that they're reporting in that particular article. We're probably around 8 to 12%. Depending, now, in the lower price ranges, yeah, you can certainly get into that 15% range, because many times the lower price range homes in some areas, maybe they just haven't been maintained as much. And home inspections now are almost an a requirement when buying a home in today's world, just for litigation and just for safety purposes a lot of times. So
yeah, I thought it was kind of crazy in that pandemic era when people were buying homes sight unseen and waiving inspections, not even knowing what was wrong with the house because the market was so competitive. That was kind of wild. I have been blessed to have been involved in the sale or purchase of 5 homes now. And it seems to me part of the game is, and I use the word game loosely because I know there's serious real money involved here for everybody, but part of the process is maybe a better word, that the buyer and the seller know that after the inspection, the buyer is going to come back asking for the seller to either give them some money or repair something. And because never is a home inspector going to come back and say, everything's perfect, there's nothing to be repaired, because then it's like they're not doing their job. So I'm kind of surprised by this, because I thought that was just part of the negotiation process, and the seller should be expected to have to give something to the buyer when they find something in the inspection.
Well, that can be true, and of course, kind of goes both ways. Sometimes the seller says, look, I've priced it at a price. I know it needs some repairs, and I'm selling it as is, where is. And sometimes the property does need very obvious repairs or renovations, and that's why it's being sold in that condition. It's got a 25-year-old roof, and you can see it needs to be replaced. I don't have the money to replace it, so I'm selling it just the way that it is. And if your lender wants the roof repaired, Mr. Buyer, you do it. But I'm selling it to you, adjusting the sales price to cover it. So those negotiations, many times with a realtor involved, are covered when they put the property on the market. They've discounted the property to cover those repairs. It's the unknown, the unseen repairs, most times unknown by the seller, that's disturbing the seller. Wait a minute, I've been here all these years. I didn't know that we had aluminum wiring in the house. Nothing's burned down while I've been down here. What's the problem with it? And then you've got an education problem to the seller because, well, now you understand that now that that's a known defect, no one's going to buy that thing until it's repaired. That's end of story. So let's move on, unless you seriously discount the home. So that discovery mode in the seller's mind is many times what causes them to reevaluate negotiating.
Yeah,
but if he doesn't have the money to do it, you know, we got
so that's a question of strategy. Do you price the home low enough to attract enough buyers that you can get someone who would be willing to make those repairs themselves? Or do you price it at a point where you know you're going to have to come down to cover some repairs? That's a discussion for you and your realtor. When we come back, and by the way, under slab plumbing has been my nemesis when we get to that inspection process. So there is that. When we come back, I want to talk about other factors. How long are houses staying on the market now in Greater New Orleans? And how is the insurance, record high, highest in the nation insurance, impacting the real estate market here? If you have a question for Arthur Sterbko, text me or call me now on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line at 504-260-1870 while we look at the state of the local real estate market here in Southeast Louisiana. After this check on WWL Traffic. And with local real estate expert Arthur Sterbko. Arthur, how long are homes staying on the market around here these days?
Well, right now we're probably around 62 days on the market from the time that the property goes on the market. But let me be clear, that's the homes that sell. So there are a lot of homes that go on the market. They're still on the market. They've been on the market for a year. But of the homes that sell, that are priced right, that their buyers in the market looking for them, average 62 days. So if you price it right, put it on the market, there are buyers in the market. But contrast that, Dave. You go back to 2021 when the interest rates were so low, it wasn't even 20 days. It was, you know, we're 10, 12 offers on a house the day it went up for sale. So those interest rates of 2.75% versus 6.75% today have had just a chilling effect on the rate of home sales.
Yeah, a lot easier when you're playing with house money, and now it's real money people are having to spend if they want to get in the game.
And the insurance wasn't anywhere near what it was, you know, back in 2021. So there was just a huge avalanche of positive factors in home sales back then. Just in terms of the number of sales that took place back then was remarkable. In the month of June of 2021, there were almost 2,000 home sales in that one month in Greater New Orleans, 2,000. And if you say, well, how many this past June? 1,200. 2,000
wow.
Down to 1,200.
That's
so you can see the dramatic
difference.
Significant.
Yeah, and you kind of led me into my next question about how are the highest in the nation insurance rates impacting sales activity? And clearly, when you incorporate the interest rates, which are dramatically higher now, and the insurance costs, which are dramatically higher, we end up with fewer sales because fewer people can't afford to buy a house.
That's correct. But I will say this, on the positive side, there's been a pretty dramatic uptick in home sales, really, since January. It's been fairly dramatic.
To what do you credit that?
I just think there's just more consumer confidence. There's this feeling that interest rates are going to come down. The inflation rate settled down, actually fell down a bit. So that fear that, oh, my gosh, you know, my grocery bill is, you know, $500 when I go to the store now. Next month it's going to be $800 at this current rate of inflation. We better stand still and not think about selling. Well, it didn't just stay at 500. It went down to about 480, 470. So that in many of the grocery commodities. So people are feeling like we hit the zenith of inflation, and now it's something we can live with. And it's quite possible we're seeing some increase in economic growth as well. So the market has clearly turned a page, and now we need these interest rates to come down to get things more settled out, not just in the country, but certainly here.
Maybe, just maybe, now that we're getting the uncertainty out of the whole tariff conversation and we've got Japan and the EU finally under trade deals with the United States, maybe we'll see those interest rates start to come down now that there's some clarity about what's going to be happening with tariffs, if we can get a couple of those other major trade deals out of the way. I also mentioned earlier that we're seeing a surge in delistings across the country where sellers are just throwing their hands up and going, forget it, I'm not going to get what I want, so I'm not going to sell. Are you seeing a surge of that here in Greater New Orleans as well?
Not really. Not like I'm seeing in other parts of the country where the prices are just so high, especially in California, in some areas of the Northeast. That is a common thread, that there's no buyers that feel comfortable buying, either because of economics or whatever. But in any market, David, it always comes down to two words: consumer confidence. Do they feel good about their station in life, where they are, about their location? Can I move up? Can I afford to move up? If I can't, gosh, I'll take this house off the market and just stay where I am. Some sellers were just used to incredible appreciation in those markets and expecting that, you know, the prices are going to be where they were a few years ago. Well, in some of those high-priced markets, the prices in the upper price range have fallen dramatically. So the house isn't worth, you know, $9 million anymore. It's worth $7 million.
So you're going to take a loss on the sale, and that's what nobody wanted to do. Arthur, right. We've run out of time, but I want to thank you for joining us. I know we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for sharing the local real estate picture with us. When we come back, we're going to talk about LSU reporting to football camp today here on WWL. I've been blessed with a great agent. That's very important, too.